Mascara, everything. When Krishna plays food and all the yogis, mind of Krishna are staged, and the place from which Srimati Ravichandra's goes out of her mouth to meet with Krishna, our acharyas have described, and Srila Gurudev has narrated some of those pastimes in his Prajwantara Prakrama book. Very wonderful pastimes, especially from Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur that he has revealed how Sri Krishna so many times is coming there to the house of Chakriya and making his attempt to meet with Srimati Radhika. So that place, Jala Brahma, is named after the tree, Jala. There's one tree there, which is a very famous tree that Sri Krishna himself was trying to climb into that tree when he could not meet with Srimati Radhika. Sometimes Satila and Kundila, they would be making so many obstacles for Srimati Radhika to leave the house, despite all the attempts of Vrindavani and all of her good deeds. It was somehow or other impossible for her to leave the house. So one time Sri Krishna came there and he climbed up into this tree and he was making the sound of a cuckoo bird, a cuckoo bird. And he was going, cuckoo, cuckoo, in a very sweet voice. And very special way. So either Jatila and Tripila, they heard the sound of Krishna making this sound like a cuckoo bird, and they thought, what an extraordinary cuckoo. We've never heard this sound before. So then even Srimati Radhika decided to go off the journey. And then Jatila and Tripila, they said, oh, they said to Srimati Radhika, oh, we have never heard such an extraordinary bird. And Radhika and the Sakis, they also said, yes, we have also never heard. We want to go and see this bird. So by such a trick, they were able to get the permission of Dracula and go out of the house and meet with Sri Krishna. So this place also, Jyavadra, is named after Jyavak. Jyavak means a reddish, which was used to apply to Srimati Radhika's lotus feet, like a red mask. So Sri Krishna sometimes used to take this red mask and to smear it on his hand, on his chest, everywhere. So this is what it remembers to Srimati Radhika, therefore this ground is called Yava Ram. So sometimes Sri Krishna was coming there, but it was very impossible to come because Srimati Radhika developed man so intensely, so strong, that it was impossible for Krishna to break her mind. So one time Sri Krishna came there, but he failed in his attempt to break the mind of Srimati Radhika, and then he was going away from there. And then he met Vishakadevi. And Vishakadevi told to him, oh, you should disguise yourself as a student, and you should go there like an owl. So Sri Krishna, he took out this disguise, and when Sri Krishna takes out any disguise, it's impossible for anyone to tell. He's the most expert in all arts. So when he wants to disguise himself, no one can tell who he is actually. So then Sri Krishna put out this dress of a young student. He had a danda in one hand, a begging bowl. He had a Brahmin dress on his chest. He had one book underneath his arm. And he came there with wooden shoes. Now he came very early in the morning time to the house of Jatila. And he was calling out for alms. And he was calling out the name of the Lord Alakshiranjan. And then when Jatila and Jatila heard the calling of this young Brahmin student, they saw him there. But it was very early in the morning, and they were making cow dung patty. So they were not, and they have not been bathed, and they were not clean. So to come to this, before he will give any donation, any alms to any beggar who comes to the door, well, especially a Brahmin beggar, you must be in clean condition. So they went and they asked Srimati Radhika that she would please go there, and she would give alms to this young Brahmin student boy. But Srimati Radhika refused. She said that I will not go in front of anyone except my husband. So then Jatila and Kundila, they were defeated, and they were thinking, oh no, what will become of us? And then the student, God gives all this good voice, and he goes away with all these things. Our family may be cursed, and someone may die, or our house may die in our family. So now, the people came into the womb of Srimati-Bhagavata again, and very sweetly, she tried to administer and explain to him, please go there and give some alms. So finally, Srimati-Bhagavata agreed. And Srimati-Bhagavata took some, like, atta flour, wheat flour for making chapatis, and dal, and various other provisions like sabji, and she put it in a big basket. And now she put it in the oven. Not good. These are all raw items. So she put it in a basket, and now she put her veil over her head, and she went to the door with her sakis, Lalita Vishaka and the other sakis all surrounding her. Now she came to the doorway there, and she began to offer these alms to the student boy. So then Sri Krishna decided that the student said, oh, I don't have any need for these kind of alms from you. What I want from you, it will be very valuable to me if you donate to me in my begging bowl, your mind. So then at that moment, she got Radhika. She understood who is this person. And she opened up her veil very slightly, smiling at her, looking at him. Then she took all the contents of her basket and she dumped it on the head of Sri Krishna. And now Sri Krishna became very happy, and he went away from that place, realizing that he had defeated the great Lord of Srimati Radhika. So many beautiful girls from that perspective.
So one time, every day, Srimati Radhika, she would go to Nandagam to cook for Sri Krishna because of the definition that the Vilasa Rishi had given her, that anything that she cooked would give long life to that person who ate it, would taste like nectar. But Jyotila, she began to be very suspicious, and she didn't like her daughter-in-law every day going to the house of another person to cook for him. So she banned Srimati Radharani from going to Nandagam, and at that time, Srimati Radharani, she became so unhappy and in separation from Krishna, and Krishna also. So the sakis, they were very disturbed at this situation that Jyotila had made. So then Vishaka, she thought, oh, she thought it was a very good idea that she might be right around, she should say that she had been bitten by a snake, and that she had to quickly find a snake charmer to relieve her of that poison. So Srimati Radhika, she was lying in her room as if suffering deeply from a snake wound, snake bite. And then Jyotila became very anxious. The Vishaka and Lalita, they ran to tell Jyotila what had happened. And immediately Jyotila, she wanted to find someone who would relieve her of the snake poison. But then Srimati Radhika, she said, I will not be seen by any man at all. You cannot bring any man here, because it was suggested that perhaps Krishna himself knew the art of taking away the poison from a snake. But Srimati Radharani said, no, I will not see the face of that person. And then Vishaka, she suggested to Jyotila, oh, actually, I have a friend who has just come into the village, and she's the sister of the daughter of Garda Muni, and she has come from Mathura, and she knows the art of taking away the snake poison. So then, Vishaka and Lalita and Jyotila, they went to the house of Sundarata.
Okay.
They went to the house of Sundarata. And there, yeah, the name of the sister was Dikavali, but of course it was Sri Krishna himself disguised as the sister. And then, so, the Dikavali, she was approached by Jyotila and Lalita and Vishaka to please come and take away the poison from Srimati Radhika. And initially, Vidyavati was saying, no, no, I cannot possibly come to a house like this. I'm not just some wandering person that goes from house to house. And eventually, Jyotila had to beg very much that Vidyavati would come and take away this poison from Krishna and from Srimati Radhika. So, then Vidyavati, she went to the house of Jyotila to take away the poison from Srimati Radhika. And then she was in the room with all the sati, and she began to gradually massage the body of Srimati Radhika. And when Vidyavati, who was Krishna, came to the breast of Srimati Radhika, he said, oh, now the poison has become very strong. I have to call that snake from Kailash and demand that he come and take away this poison. So, but I have to be alone with Srimati Radhika. So then, Jyotila and Jyotila, they had to leave the room outside. And Krishna, he bolted the door. Vidyavati bolted the door. And then, Krishna, after some hours, he called that snake from Kailash, and he called very loudly, oh, you snake, you come from Kailash, why did you bite Srimati Radhika? And that snake, he answered, he said, actually, I meant to bite Abhimanyu, but I couldn't find Abhimanyu, so I bit Radhika instead because I wanted to punish Jyotila for stopping Srimati Radhika going to the house of Mother Yashoda to cook for Krishna. Because Lord Shiva himself has benefited Radharani with this blessing that her cooking would nourish Krishna. So then the snake was there, and Krishna or Vidyavati was saying to the snake, oh, but how will we take this snake poison away from Srimati Radhika? And then Jyotila and Kotila, they were shouting from the door outside, oh no, we will allow Radharani, Srimati Radharani, to go and cook for Mother Yashoda. We will not stop her again. And the snake, he became satisfied with that. And he left, and he took that poison with him. Yes, so Krishna was imitating that snake. So Jyotila and Jyotila, they became very afraid when they thought that the snake was coming to bite. And then, eventually, Jyotila and Jyotila, they came into the room, and Radharani, she was completely cured and satisfied. And then they wanted to reward the Yali. So they wanted to give a new cloth, etc. And then Jyotila, she was thinking that perhaps that poison would come back again in the evening. And the Yali, she should stay the night with Srimati Radharani in the same room just in case that snake poison came back. So in this way, these pastimes in Java, which are relating to Jyotila and Jyotila, we heard today from Kutubhati Ganeshwaran, how much Jyotila and Jyotila are actually acting within the pastimes of Krishna, and should not be just seen as some mundane personality, but they're very very important ingredient in the whole arrangement of the rasa between Radha and Krishna. So there are so many pastimes in Punjabi, and this is one of the pastimes.
Come out and also in that visually
Radha Krishna happened there. Also he is talking about another pastime is there, coaching. When Krishna came in his nightlife and went to Radhika and knocked the door,
Radha was in mourning.
So Krishna called, so Radha asked Koshi, who is this? Who are you? And Krishna told, I am Dvaraja Krishna. So Radha changed the meaning and took it. Krishna means that Krishna black snake. Oh, no need the black snake, you should go away because there is poison, so bite me and the poison is not going to leave. Then Krishna again knocked, Radha asked Koshi, who are you? The Krishna told, I am Dvaraja. Radha changed the meaning of Dvaraja. Dvaraja means a cloud. So no need here, no need there, he should go and there is somewhere else. Then again, Radha to Koshi, the Krishna told, I am Hari. Radha to the meaning of Hari means monkey. There is no need of monkey here, he should go, it is forest. Like in so many ways, Krishna is coming to that place of the meaning of Koshi.
यहाँ पर बैठक हुआ नंद जो पालन का ऑफिस लेके नीचे पहाड़ी बनती यहाँ पर बजाई और कितने करती वो सब वहां पर आने का चिन्ह जो है कृष्ण की शरण में यहाँ पर कृष्ण का चरण चिन्ह है किंतु जाने का नहीं आने के समय तो जो बंसी बजाई तो वो पिघल गया और थोड़ी देर के बाद में जब कृष्ण की बंसी बंद हो गई तो सतत की उसके मन में इसलिए जाने का नहीं है उसमें हिरणों का चीज है गायों का चीज है कृष्ण का चीज है बलदेव जी का है और बाकी में चरण पहाड़ी उसको और चरण पहाड़ी है वहां पर बीजा हुई है और बाकी में को और बल है उसको उसक शरीर कहते हैं उसक शरीर है कृष्ण नंद बाबा इत्यादि को द्वारका का दर्शन कराया था और वहीं पर एक समय राधा जी का अपनी कुंज में थी या अपने घर में वहां पर गई तो कृष्ण आए मुंडन दरवाजा खटखटाया राधा जी ने कहा कि वो थी तो कौन हो तो कृष्ण ने कहा कृष्ण हो ओ कृष्ण मैंने काला था यहाँ पर काला था कल यहाँ पर रखते हैं यहाँ से काल भगवत चंद्र था कृष्ण ने कहा कि मैं कल क्या हूँ ओ कल क्या यहाँ पर मैं उतरू हो यहाँ पर वर्षा की जरूरत नहीं है वर्षाओं में हमारा यहाँ आलम पीला हो जाएगा सुंदर वन जंगल में जाओ खेती में जाओ वहां पर हरियाणा चक्री हो ओ चक्री और चक्री मैंने होता है कि बर्तन बनाता है तो यहाँ पर काली किला ले जाए यहाँ पर काली किला है वहां पर जाओ वहां पर बर्तन ले जाओ हमारे यहाँ पर उन्होंने कहा कि मैं श्रीहरि हूँ चरित्र पंद्रह और तीन होता है उन्होंने कहा जैसे यहाँ पर बंदर और सिंह की जरूरत नहीं है बंदर लोग नोक लेना करी और सिंह कल मार डालेगा इससे बन ले जाओ यहाँ रखने की रूप पर चाली करते हैं ये लीला यहाँ पर हुई वे राधा कृष्ण हम पर इस तरह से कोशी इत्यादि स्थान में हो करके चंद पहाड़ी हो करके और फिर वहां से लौटे
थोड़ा सा कृष्ण को
बंधन के संबंध में चिंता करने की कोई आवश्यकता नहीं है, क्योंकि अक्सर सीखने की स्थिति की बात है और बोलने वाली ये रूप में करते हैं इंसान को। प्रति की दशा में परिकथा का आस्वादन अमृत की काफी लगता है और दूसरी कामनाएं हृदय में नहीं करती।
अपराध होने की संभावना नहीं है तो भी अपराध
for a year and lost three lifetimes. But when that lusty matures into breath, there is no such an obstacle remaining in the heart. And rather, it may even be that someone may commit an offense and then he will fall down. But his lusty is so extremely rare in this world. And all this.
Your call is disconnected. To make any further calls, please.
So, it would be the chief one thinking that what is your name, what is your name, replying, if you have, you are living from here in your country, they have heard that all the time we were sitting in store or in the morning. So, if you donate for preaching, it may help for the devotees. So, if you want to donate, then preaching bed, what is your name, what is your name, you have to accept them, take your contact, my contact with me, or give up the room. One more announcement, our entity, here at the harmonies, on the way, it is 8 p.m. So, tomorrow morning class, we will restore the harmonies. Tomorrow, anyone can get from our morning.